I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is said to be sending more weapons and ammunition to Israel. Washington correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Congressional aides tell AP the Biden administration sending a new package of arms and ammunition to Israel, more than $1 billion worth, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. It would be the first announced arms shipment to Israel since the administration put another on hold earlier this month, consisting of 3,500 bombs. That was paused to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. The White House has come under criticism from both sides of the political spectrum over its military support for Israel's war against Hamas. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot multiple times and gravely wounded after a political event and an attempted assassination that shocked the small country and reverberated across Europe. Doctors were still fighting for his life several hours after the 59-year-old pro-Russian leader was hit. President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to debate each other in June and September. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a move that bypasses the nonpartisan Commission on Debates, the Biden and Trump campaigns have scheduled televised debates on CNN in June and on ABC in September. Trump not only accepted the president's proposal of two earlier debates, he also offered a counterproposal, additional one-on-one debates in July and August, plus a debate for the vice presidential nominees. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it's impossible to prepare for any rebuilding scenario in the Gaza Strip until Hamas is defeated. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 349 points. This is SRN News. There's a big opportunity for the gospel in this country.
In Matthew 9, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful." And new research from the American Bible Society testifies to that fact. The ABS survey reveals there are at least 65 million people in the U.S. who are curious about the gospel and want to hear more. The study indicates that most of these people are members of either Generation Z or the Baby Boom, live in the South, and visit a church from time to time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed a new law regulating transgender people's use of bathrooms and locker rooms in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes at least the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. The new statute requires all public education institutions in Mississippi to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms, changing areas, and dormitories. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan have won their respective Republican Senate nominations and will face off against Democratic challengers, as correspondent Lisa Dwyer tells us.
The political contests in Maryland and West Virginia could have big implications for the Senate majority fight this fall. West Virginia's Jim Justice is immediately favored to flip a Democratic seat that will be vacated by Senator Joe Manchin. Maryland's Larry Hogan gives Republicans a legitimate chance at picking up a Senate seat in deep blue Maryland for the first time in more than four decades. Three states hosted primary elections Tuesday: Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. As expected, Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump easily won their primaries in all three states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.